You are listening to Hang Out with Heather. Hang Out with Heather. On Niche Radio.
Hang Out with Heather, with me, Heather Hook, here with you once again on Niche Radio. Happy weekend, happy Friday, from Cape Town. I have spent the most incredible week down in Cape Town, exploring the Cape winelands and supporting as many local businesses as I can. I also went and explored the wildflowers in Darling, which are absolutely stunning this year, apparently the best that they've been in 19 years, and I was really, really blown away by those. So if you are thinking of traveling or of discovering new places in and around the Cape, stick around because I'm going to be sharing more about those with you during the course of the show. I've got two interviews lined up as well this week. The first is with the owner from the delightful Kunjani Wines, where I stayed last weekend. Her name is Pia Watermeyer, and I had the most incredible stay in one of their self-catering villas. They're open and serving breakfast and lunch. They do lovely wines. My favorite one is called Stolen Chicken. It's a rosé. So I catch up with Pia a little bit later in the show. And then I also chat to an incredible young talent that I have spoken to before on the show. Her name is Mariantha Panis, and she has released her second single during lockdown, which is no small feat, as well as moving to the UK to pursue a career in music. So I catch up with Mariantha a little bit later in the show, so stick around, you don't want to miss that. But without any further ado, let us kick off with some good news. So calling all you fashionistas and supporters of local fashion, Miller Genuine Draft has recently announced the return of their Miller Design Lab, which is a creative collaboration between streetwear fashion guru Jeff Staple and top South African designers. The Miller Design Lab is a unique project that sees nightlife culture join dope design, and it's about design innovation that taps into the latest trends and harnesses the talent of global creators to craft a truly original experience. Once again planning to bring the design heat, the 2020 theme is customized for the exceptional, and I think that fits pretty well into the life we're currently living. This year's designers or local designers include Bobo, Matt P and Zol Freckles, and under the added pressure of the socially distanced 2020, the designers created a unique collection that is customized for the exceptional in a whole new way, and all proceeds of the products that are sold go directly to the designers. Now you can find out more on the Miller Design Lab website, which is millerdesignlab.co.za. Or, of course, don't forget that everything that I talk about on the show today is also available on my website, heatherhook.com. Now, calling all you cooking lovers and comedy lovers, I've got just the thing for you. The irrepressible Jenny Morris, also known as the Giggling Gourmet, has teamed up with comedian and entertainer Mel Jones for Cooking Confidential, an online evening show of cooking, bawdy laughs, and saucy secrets. This hour-long special, which is scheduled to take place next Saturday, September the 19th at 7 p.m, is definitely one for the adults and not recommended for those under the age of 18. Born and bred and raised in Cape Town and a proud resident of Mitchell's Plain, comedian Mel Jones is also an award-nominated producer and an energetic MC and entertainer. And everyone knows Jenny Morris, who's appeared in a number of her own TV cooking shows, the most recent of which was From the Heart on Food Network. And she's also published 6 cookery books. She's absolutely exceptional and I adore her, so I'm definitely going to be tuning in for this. Tickets for Cooking Confidential cost R75 and are available on Quicket. You can find all the information on my website. That's Cooking Confidential on Saturday, September the 19th at 7 p.m. with Jenny Morris and Mel Jones. It should be a goodie. Now, sticking with local talent, I mentioned earlier that I got to catch up with an incredibly talented young lady that I have chatted to before on the show. Her name is Mariantha Panis. She has just released her third single. It is called Telos, Done With You. It's an artful and catchy mixture of English and Greek lyrics with some traditional Greek instruments. And I got to catch up with Mariantha, find out a little bit more about Telos and also about her recent move to the UK.
This is the second single that I've released this year, but it marks my third single release overall. And while I was in Johannesburg, I was there studying at Stageworks School of the Performing Arts, and I was moving back down to Durban in about 2 weeks when I was still there. And I was on the phone with my parents, and they suggested, you know, I've always wanted to release a song that really showed off my culture and my heritage, and now felt like the perfect time to bring out a song that's an English Greek pop song. Especially the time felt right because a lot of artists these days have been releasing songs that have their cultural influence in them, like Spanish songs. Lots of artists have been doing it, and it's quite popular. So I thought definitely now is the right time to do that. As well as me moving over to the UK quite soon, I thought it was the perfect farewell tribute to release. So that's where the inspiration for the song came. And I then contacted the two songwriters that worked on my previous single with me, Matthew Marinus and Chart van der Vals, and I phoned them up and I said, this is what I'm wanting to do. And they had never done a song with a Greek influencer or anything. Yeah. So it was brand new to them as well. And, you know, they went into the studio and they sent me a little demo of, you know, music that they had created. And I heard it for the first time and I said, this is exactly where we need to go with this song. So it was quite a quick process overall. I think we spent about 3 writing sessions composing and doing the whole song. And then I recorded it on the 4th session. I also managed to get in a student, a grade 11 student from Saheti School, and he came in and he played the bouzouki, which is a traditional Greek instrument. It's a type of guitar. And he came in and he played that instrument for my single. So I'm so grateful that I had him in the recording studio. And we recorded him. The next day we recorded the music video, and then the following day I moved back down to Durban. So it was all quite quick.
And that's kind of churning it out quite quickly. Now, you've not only moved to Durban, you've moved to London to go and study. Tell us all about that incredible adventure during the middle of a lockdown as well.
Yes, no, definitely. It was definitely something. My brother and I have come over together. He is studying computer science at another university, and I'm studying musical theatre at Art Educational Schools. So we have both come over together, so I'm very grateful that I didn't come alone, especially during a lockdown. We had to get a repatriation flight, which was quite different. I must say South Africa was very strict and very organized for its repat flights. And, you know, it was quite a long day. We had to get fetched from a hotel. We were taken in buses. I think there were 7 buses altogether, and we had to wait in the bus. They had the sniffer dogs sniffing our bags and our hand luggage. We had to, you know, have our health forms go straight through to check-in, go straight through onto the plane. It was definitely something, you know, wearing your mask the whole time.
Yeah.
It was quite a different experience. But I must say, South Africa was very organized. There was a system. You know, we all felt safe. It wasn't as scary as I thought it was going to be. And now we're here. So it's quite sad moving over without our parents, because, you know, that's always something you want to do as a family, especially with us moving over. We don't know when they are going to come and when flights are going to open, which is a sad thing, but at least we know they'll open one day, and hopefully sometime soon. So I've now moved into my flat and my brother is staying with me. Thank goodness we have family here, so they've helped us settle in. I'm actually starting university next week, which is quite nerve-wracking but very exciting at the same time.
Leave me unread, that is your trend. Keeping me up at night with thoughts of you running through my head. Stringing me along, you played me for too long. You think I'll sit around and wait for you?
Interesting mix of Greek and English lyrics there from Marianta, now available of course on all your favorite download platforms, Spotify, etc., etc. Support local talent. I think she's definitely going places, and I look forward to catching up with her again in the foreseeable future to see what next she's managed to create and churn out a certain powerhouse of a young lady. And yeah, very excited to see what she does with her future. Now, I mentioned that I'm down in Cape Town and I'm having the most fantastic time. The weather was a bit cold and chilly to start off with, but then last week it got a bit warmer. And of course, we decided to get out and about and check out a whole bunch of local wine farms. So if you are based in the Cape Town area or you're traveling and thinking of coming to Cape Town, please do yourself a favor and put Constantia Glen on your list of places to visit. Absolutely beautiful views of sweeping vineyards and a magnificent boutique wine estate. They're located just between below Constantia Neck and just above Constantia, the suburb of Constantia. Absolutely beautiful. Their tasting room is open. Their restaurant is open. And we had an absolutely incredible lunch and a wine tasting with an assistant winemaker. His name is Georgia. She was super friendly and so informative. We learned a lot about Constantia Glen and the absolutely amazing wines that they have on offer. My favorite obviously being the Sauvignon Blanc. I'm quite easy to please. Really, really enjoyed that. And of course, getting some beautiful shots of the mountain and the vineyard. We also had a lovely lunch. I went for the battered hake and chips, which was done absolutely perfectly. It was melt in the mouth. And we shared a chocolate fondant pudding, my dining partner and I, afterwards, which was incredible. So well worth a visit. Booking, of course, is highly recommended. Obviously, remember, you can taste all week long, but you can only purchase wine according to government regulations Mondays to Thursdays from 9 until 5 p.m. You can order, however, on the weekends and they will deliver to you on the Monday. You can find out more on their website, constantiaglen.com. Highly recommended. Then we headed out to Stellenbosch. Now, Stellenbosch has always been one of my most favorite areas to visit. And you may remember that when I was in Cape Town in February last year, I also paid a visit to Stellenbosch. This time, I went to go and visit the team at Tukara Tasting Room. They're just outside Stellenbosch. They're up the Helshoogte Pass. Most stunning views of the mountains. You can even see the sea in the distance. And I was pleasantly surprised to see that their tasting room was busy and getting busier as we were there at around about 12 o'clock. And then we headed across to their delicatessen, which was full, socially distanced, but full. Of course, all health and safety protocols in place. Tables are spaced apart. It's a great area for kids to play. And the views are just absolutely stunning out over the vineyards and the olive orchards. Now, you may remember recently I spoke about Tukara winning some awards for their olive oils. And we got to taste some of the olives while we were doing our wine tasting as well in the tasting room. Absolutely delicious. And our lunch was incredible. I had a pizza, my dining partner had a salad, and we shared a melt-in-the-mouth carrot cake with cream cheese icing, which was absolutely fabulous. The service was good, and I was so glad to see that they were busy and active again. So if you're looking for somewhere to go and do a wine tasting and soak in some beautiful views, do check out Tukara. You can find out more on their website, tukara.com. Another incredible experience which we had and which I really enjoyed, and I've been talking about it for a while, so I was kind of glad that I actually got to go and experience it. Middle Flay Wines are very well known for their boerebraai lunch. Now, I wasn't quite sure what to expect. I mean, I know what a braai is, but I wasn't quite sure what it all entailed. And I have to say that I was really, really impressed. So they offer three options on the boerebraai menu. The first one is the full option, so that's all your meats and salads, and you've got a little starter with like a port brut and a pate, smoked snook pate. They also have a vegetarian option, and they also have a low carb option as well, to which you can add things if you like as well. So I was quite impressed. There definitely is something for everyone. We got a glass of wine. We sat right next to the fire because it was still a bit chilly back then. And the braai broekie was absolutely fantastic. It was a cheese, tomato and onion braai broekie, and it was absolutely incredible. If you don't know what that is, do yourself a favor and head on over to Middle Flay and check out their boerebraai. You can find out more on their website, Middle Flay, middelvlei.co.za. And if you are in the Stellenbosch area, also, again, very kid-friendly. There's lots of outdoor areas. There's like little animals that you can look at. And they've made it very family-friendly, which I think is great. So if you're looking to get out of the house with the kids as well, highly recommend. Now, I mentioned earlier that I spent two incredible nights in a self-catering villa at Kunjani Wines in Stellenbosch. I have been to Kunjani before, but this was my first time staying over, and I was so impressed, and again, at how busy they were, which really makes my heart glad that South Africans are out and supporting local businesses. I had an incredible stay, and I got to catch up with the owner or one of the owners of Kunjani Wines. Her name is Pia Vartemeyer, and I chatted to her a little bit more about Kunjani, about their ethos, where they're from, and they're also running an incredible stayover special discount. So stick around to find out more.
So basically, my now husband, Paul, and I met 9 years ago at his niece's wedding. And long story short, he wanted to be in a relationship with me. And I was just like, no, I don't do long distance, as he was based in Germany. And then with that, he said, okay, so what would be your minimum time apart, or maximum time apart, rather? And I said 1 month. And that's how he changed his whole life. And every month he used to come to South Africa and spend 10 days or 2 weeks with me. And that eventually also got boring. How many lunches and dinners can one do in 2 weeks? And so he decided he wanted to go back to his roots, which was wine farming as a young boy with his father in Rüdesheim in Germany. And so we looked for a small farm and found then Capvino Estate. And he was very happy on his little tractor, but until he got very bored and decided he wanted a wine tasting facility. So we ended up with a huge facility, actually, and a restaurant. And basically, not having had our roots in wine, as it were, we wanted something really funky that stood out. And I think that's exactly what Kunjani does. The building is really funky, something different. It's not your old wine farm looks at all. And with that, we've got fantastic wines. Our brand is funky on our bottles. And that's really what Kunjani is all about. It's fun. It's meeting friends. We are a fun dining establishment, not a fine dining establishment. So yeah, that's pretty much where it came from. And when Paul and I met, he couldn't speak a word of English and I couldn't speak a word of German. We could really only say, hi, how are you? And so when we were looking for a brand name, we kind of, as this was a big new beginning for us, we went back to our beginning and decided to use a greeting, and we used the most used greeting in South Africa, which is Kunjani.
Now, you guys also have self-catering accommodation, villas and stuff on the farm as well. Share a little bit more about those if people are looking for getting out a little bit.
Yes, we've got 4 beautiful cottages set in the vineyards, and all very well, sort of a more upmarket. You've got dishwashers, washing machines, tumble dryers, beautiful percale linen. And we've got 2 4 sleepers, 2 2 sleepers, and at the moment we're running a special if you book directly through me. So my email address, then we're running a nice special, which is at least 30% to our local tourists to encourage them to get out. We've got a lovely restaurant on our farm, as mentioned before. Currently, we only open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But that said, slowly we're picking up very nicely on weekends and Fridays. And I'm hoping that we'll be open on a Thursday, and then a Wednesday, and then Tuesday and Monday going forward.
And share a little bit more about the food experience. So if people are wanting to maybe come for a lunch.
Yeah. So we've got a reduced menu at the moment, slightly reduced menu. We're hoping to bring out our summer menu sort of mid-October. That depends, again, on what COVID level we're on and how many people we can seat. So really the menu is we've got a lovely chef who is from South Africa, and we try and incorporate all kinds of food. So we're not a specific cuisine, but typically you'll come along and find phyllo wrapped cheeses. You might, okay, winter time, find a beautiful bouillabaisse, duck spring rolls, a steak, a lionfish, some pasta, etc. Delicious desserts. And then for the more casual, we've got cheese and meat platters. And that's always lovely, shared on our deck with our beautiful views.
And your beautiful wines, of course.
And our beautiful wines, yeah. Absolutely.
So, P, if people want to find out more about Kanjani, your website, how can they get hold of you, your email address if they want to book the accommodation special?
Okay, so we've got everything. You can find our menus, you can find our rates, you can find everything on our website, which is kanjaniwines.co.za. And yeah, for bookings directly with me, it's info@kanjaniwines.co.za, and I'll happily assist with times and rates and all of that sort of thing.
As I mentioned earlier, their absolutely favorite wine that I absolutely adore and could drink by the vat load is their Stolen Chicken Rosé. There's an incredible story to it as well. A little bit of a heart sore story, but a great story to it nonetheless. So do make sure to check out Kanjani Wines and go and stay. Why not? Just go and take a weekend. It's like 40 minutes drive outside of Cape Town, not even like 35 minutes drive, really accessible. And great views, very peaceful. And I must say that I certainly left feeling very, very relaxed and like I definitely had had a weekend away. Their website, kanjaniwines.co.za. Don't forget, everything I speak about on the show is, of course, available on my website as well. Now, I spoke a little bit last week about Karma's Makers, which has popped up in Hyde Park Corner, and what a great array and display of local artisan and handmade products were on offer. If you haven't been yet, do yourself a favor and go through and check that out. But like you know, I love a good competition, and competitions have been a bit scarce on the ground lately. But I'm absolutely delighted to announce that I have got a super spoil voucher thanks to local glow ups, Lola and Co, who are also showcasing their works at Karma's Makers. So Lola and Co's products are unisex, and their owner Olwetu has created this brand totally from scratch and has a passion for educating people about their different skin types and what works well for them. All products are made in small batches comprising indigenous oils, butters, and botanical hydrosols. Their goodies include a fab-looking coffee body polish, which acts as an all-over body exfoliator for all skin types. There's a detox clay mask, which helps for eczema and acne sufferers. There's soaps and a body balm in a tin, and loads more. So I've got a 500 Rand voucher from Lola and Co. and Karma's Makers to give away to one lucky listener. All you need to do is head on over to my website, heatherhook.com, click on the competitions tab, click on the win a 500 Rand voucher from Lola and Co. Organics at Karma's, and do make sure to comment below the post and let me know where Karma's Makers is being held in Joburg this year. It's really easy, and I'll let you know that it is also written in the post as itself, so you can read the answer there and go and comment below. It's Hyde Park Corner, by the way. So do head on over to my website. The competition closes on Friday, 25th of September, holding thumbs for you that you can win this incredible voucher from Lola and Co. and Karma's Makers. That is it from me for this week. I, of course, will be back with you again next week with more adventures and stories from down in the Cape. And I hope that you have an absolutely incredible weekend ahead. Whatever you get up to, stay safe, and I'll be back with you again next week. Lots of love. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.